Come, let us praise the Lord with our whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Psalm 111, verse 1. Let's pray Psalm 111, verse 10. Our Father, which art in heaven, give us the fear of Yahweh, which thou hast said in the beginning of wisdom. Father, give us a good understanding by doing thy commandments. For your praise, O Lord, endureth forever.
Amen.
Can't get a better prayer than that. So we got Psalm 111 for praise. Imagine that.
Hallelujah with my whole heart. I will the Lord God's praise declare. Within the upright assembly. Thank you.
Forth with our armies go.
Do thou from trouble give us help, for helpless is man's aid. Through God we shall do gallantly, our foes he shall down tread.
Amen. Well, there's a psalm probably not very regularly sung.
Did you know Moab is God's washing pot?
Yeah. We're going to go to the book of Numbers. We're still going through Numbers. Numbers 18, 2 through 24.
Oh, that's my one. Oh, I'm my one.
Numbers chapter 18. You're not being good like you said you were going to be. For some reason that was says 2. It should have been 8 through 24. Numbers 18, 8 through 24. Numbers 18, 8 through 24. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, behold, I have given thee the charge of mine heave offerings, of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel. Unto thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance forever.
It shall be thine of the most holy things, reserved from the fire, every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, shall be most holy for thee and for thy sons.
In the most holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee.
And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto thee, and to thy sons, and to thy daughters with thee, by statute forever. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it.
And the best of the oil, and of the best of the wine, and of the wheat, the first fruits, of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee.
And whatsoever is first ripe in the land which they shall bring unto the Lord shall be thine. Everyone that is clean in thine house shall eat of it.
Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine.
Everything that opens the matrix and all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of man or beast, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shalt thou redeem.
And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem, according to thine estimation, for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs.
But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savor unto the Lord.
And the flesh of them that shall be thine, as the wave breast, and as the right shoulder, are thine.
All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and thy seed with thee.
And the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel.
And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation.
Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they sin and die.
But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations,
that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance,
but the tithe of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance.
And right there. Also going to Luke 23:13-25. Which Christian's going to read us.
So we're reading Luke chapter 23, verses 13-25. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverts the people. And behold, I have examined him before you, have found no fault in this man, touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried all out at once, saying, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city, and for murder, was cast into prison. Pilate therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And he said unto them the third time, why, what evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will.
Till you see the blindness of men, you can't really understand the way a people would demand a murderer be delivered instead of Christ. When you consider the two lives of such people, it's kind of amazing. Also, in that reading of the law that we had, it's good to take notice all the all the first things that were offered to the Lord through the priesthood and through the Levites, and to just consider the meaning behind the firstlings and all the different things mentioned there. If you didn't have time to think about that, I think it's really important for us to just spend some time thinking about that type of thing and see how important the worship of God was and the taking care of the ministration thereof. Pretty high calling. All right, well, we're going to go to Psalm 111, if you didn't guess by now. Because Psalm 111 is one of our rotational psalms of praise. So the way I have put worship together, and there's no reason we have to do it this way, it's just kind of one of those things that becomes a good rehearsal of always having a stability, is we sing one of the psalms of praise, just through rotation, one of the psalms that contain the word hallelujah in the Hebrew text. And we sing it to the doxology or old 100, whatever tune you want to call that by. And then we also do Psalm 119, and we just sing that in a rotation. And so if you keep track of it, we actually sing at certain times of the month in a specific rotation that goes through. So you can link it that way. But this is a psalm that we sing regularly, and we're going to sing it throughout the year multiple times. Because of the way we do things. And so it would be really good if we're going to take time to go through understanding the psalms we sing to probably go through some of those rotational songs. So I'm actually flirting with going through all of these this one just struck me, particularly this time around because of how closely connected it was to Psalm 107. And with all that in mind from last time, we could give more, I think, emphasis to this psalm. So I put this one first, not because I had to. But I'm thinking about going through Psalm 119 too, which is going to take a long time to get through. But I think it would be a very enjoyable, for me, it'd be enjoyable to put together for you. And I think it would be an enjoyable study if your heart is ready for it. So.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, and keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor, and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Let's read verse 4 in conclusion from Psalm 65. Psalm 65, verse 4. So your pages start turning.
That's why the pages are better than cell phones.
Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of the holy temple.
Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of life and of breath. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And we do thank you for the fourth commandment. And the blessing in it, God, and that you would just so graciously give us a day of rest. And so, Lord, I just ask that you would help us put it in our hearts to want to remember it, and to love to remember it, and that it would also guide us throughout the six working days as well, God. And that we would take the six working days very seriously, just as we take the seventh day very seriously, God. And I just continue to ask that you would open our eyes so we may behold wonderful things out of your calendar, and that we would just love it, God, and that we would love your creation that bears witness of your calendar, and that we would just glorify you in it and for being the creator. And God, just help us to be good Christians, help us to love you and to love our neighbor as ourselves, and help us to live by the fruit of the Spirit. And bless the new moon convocation tomorrow. Bless everyone's travels, God. And let it be a time of refreshment. And that the children can have a good time hanging out together. And that it will just create lifelong friendships as well, God. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat through the earth. I ask that you bless it. And Lord, I just ask these things in your son's name.
Amen.